记第十三章。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Please open your Bibles to the book of Exodus, chapter 13.
今天经文并不长，只有十六节。
This is only 16 verses.
如果你有英文的圣经，你就来看着，我来读中文。我们用起音的方式来读中文。其他的，如果你有英文圣经，你来看这段经文。
We will be reading in the echo fashion, the alternating fashion in Chinese. If you have an English Bible, please just follow along quietly.
第一节，耶和华晓谕摩西说，请。
凡头生的，无论人是牲畜，都是我的，要分别为圣，归我。
摩西对百姓说，你们要纪念从埃及为奴之家出来的这日，因为耶和华用大能的手将你们从这地方领出来，有效的饼都不可吃。
亚米月戒恩的你们出来的日子，
将来耶和华领你们进迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、西莫人、西文人、耶布斯人之地，就是他向你们祖宗起誓应许给你们那牛奶与蜜之地，那时你们要在这月间守这里。
你们要吃无酵饼七日，到七日要向耶和华守节。
这七日之久要吃无酵饼，在你四境之内不可见有酵的饼，也不可见发酵的物。
当那日，你要告诉你的儿子说，这是因耶和华在我出埃及的时候为我行的事。
这要在你的手上做记号，在你的额上做纪念，使耶和华的律法常在你口中，因为耶和华曾用大能的手将你从埃及领出来。
所以你每年要按着日期守着列。
将来耶和华照他向你和你祖宗所起的誓，将你领进迦南之地，把这地赐给你。
那时你要将一切头生的，并牲畜中头生的归给耶和华。公的都要属耶和华。
凡头生的驴，你要用羔羊代赎，若不代赎，就要打折他的颈项。凡你儿子中头生的，都要赎出来。
日后你的儿子向你说，这是什么意思？你就说，耶和华用大能的手将我们从埃及为奴之家领出来。
那是法老几乎不容我们去，耶和华就把埃及地所有投生的，无论是人是牲畜，都杀了。因此我把一切投生的公牲畜献给耶和华为祭，但将投生的儿子都赎出来。
这要在你手上做记号，在你额上做经文，因为耶和华用大能的手将我们从埃及领出来。
我们来祷告。 Father, we thank you. 主，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
给我们这样的一个日子，让我们来学习分别为圣。
To give us this day so we understand what it means to be holy.
Consecrate or set apart. 主，我们来到你的面前的时候，帮助我们知道，也帮助我们理解的原因，更帮助我们来执行。
Lord, help us understand what it means, but more importantly, help us be able to live it out.
因主的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.在今天这段经文中，特别涉及到守身的要分别为圣归给上帝。
And so today the Bible verse we discuss, the emphasis, we see how the firstborn are all to be consecrated as holy to the Lord.
下个星期印象长老会用哈拿献他的撒母耳来为母亲节证道。
Next week for Mother's Day, our elder Fred will be talking about how Hannah.Gave Samuel to the Lord.
不知道大家是否注意到，在基督徒的人生里面，分别为圣会经常出现。
And you notice in the New Testament, in talking about the Christian life, we also see the sanctification. And being set apart.
Yeah, 是一个词的，两个都可以这样翻译。但是究竟这里的意义是什么呢？我们做久了就经常会不知道，需要一些提醒。
So what does all of this mean? Sometimes those we may not understand it.
我就想起来我刚刚信主的和后来的一些事情。
So I remembered some things that happened to me when I first became a Christian.
我第一次在教会里，在我们过去的教会里的二十年以前，看到有人在一个日子把他的儿女献给上帝，奉献。
At the old church that I attended, I saw many couples dedicating their children to the Lord.
成了传道人以后呢，会有一些人买了新的房子或买了新的生意，会请你去为他们祷告，求上帝祝福，把这地方分别出来。
And as a preacher, I often get requests from people who have bought a new house or started a new business, and they want the Lord's blessing on this place.
然后记得有一个姐妹，在她收到第一个月的工资的时候，就是她第一次的工作，所以她也按着这种分别为圣的，整个那一月的工资献给了上帝。
And I also remember a sister who gave the first month's paycheck from her first job as an offering to the Lord.
我想在座的多数人还记得我们自己教堂购买下来，我们搬进来以后有过一次奉献礼吗？
And if you remember when we first moved into this chapel, we had a dedication ceremony.
非常慎重，把那个周围的 Northland 那个大教会的牧师一万多人在底下来到我们教会来讲道，对吗？
And it was a very serious ceremony in which we invited the pastor of Northland Church to speak here.
然后我们还记得我们的 Craig 牧师案例，我们的长老案例的时候吗？
And you remember how we had ordained our pastor Craig and our elders.
如果忘了没关系，但是上个星期有九位弟兄姐妹受洗，也分别为圣，还记得吗？
And of course, last week we baptized.
当然太健忘了哈。
Brothers and sisters into the family of God.
到六月份，我们今天如果投票算数的话，然后可能有两位新的执事被安立，然后其他的执事会再次的来监立。
And then, if this week's election passes, we will be ordaining two new deacons in June.
你诚实的告诉我，当我数列这些事情的时候，如果今天没有提到分别为圣这个字，你会想那些事情是分别为圣吗？ Be honest with me.
And so if I didn't point out these things, would you really think about how this has anything to do with being sanctified?
你点头的人呢，是可能会将来要安立的人，他点头了。大部分人都没点头。
And so perhaps those of you who are about to be ordained or have been ordained, you have a deeper understanding of this matter.
因为当我们这样来做，有这样的举动，有这样的仪式的时候，我们是否会从分别为圣的角度看待这些举动？
And so, because we have all of these rituals and rites, because we're looking at these things from the point of view of sanctifying it.
So, 因此我们想，特别在思想这个主分别为圣的主题的时候，我们首先要思想什么是分别为圣。
And so, when we look at the issue of sanctification, we have to learn, well, what does it mean to be holy?
其实我们要想，为什么要分别为圣？
And second, why do we need to be holy?
And sanctified.
Why do we need to be sanctified?
最后我们要来思想如何达成分别为圣。
And then finally, we think about how.
所以很简单，对不对？什么？为什么？如何达成
？And so we look at the what, the why, and the how.
在第一节里头讲到怎么样个分别为圣。第一节到第三节，他这样说的：凡是耶和华晓谕摩西说，以色列人中凡逃生的，无论是人还是畜生、牲畜，都是我的，都要分别为圣。摩西对百姓说：“你们要纪念从埃及为奴之家出来之日，因为耶和华用大能的手将你们从这地方领出来。”
The Lord said to Moses, "Consecrate every firstborn male. The first offspring of every womb among the Israelites belongs to me, whether human or animal." Then Moses said to the people.Commemorate this day, the day you came out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery, because the Lord brought you out of it with a mighty hand.
什么叫分别为圣呢？
So what does it mean to be consecrated?
分别为圣是原意，是成圣，或者分别出来归给上帝。
And so the meaning of consecration is to be separated, to be a holy thing for God.
在旧约中多处的出现，他特别说按照上帝指定的方式，为了达成上帝神圣的目标和使命，把原本败坏普通的东西分别出来。
And so especially talked about in the Old Testament, according to the directives of and will of God, that something that's ordinary and broken down is separated and given and used for God's holy purpose.
知道可以表现在四个方面。
And so there's four aspects of this.
当我们在职业上有一个神圣的呼召的时候，在旧约中，比如建圣殿、成为祭司、做神圣的工作，或 或者做所有的神圣的事情，任何的工作，只要为神做。
Any holy calling in our in our jobs or our in a particular task or as a career, for example, to build a temple or to become a priest.
第二个，在生活方式的分别。
Is a lifestyle separation.
摩西在旷野一段被孤立出来的时间，或者有些人生出来的时候就做拿西尔人，有些酒不沾的，表明他跟别人在生活上有区别。
Such as Moses' time living in the wilderness, experiencing a time of a separation, or those who have a Nazarite vow, where they live without eating anything without drinking wine.
Unholy. 那么第三个呢，说奉献礼物、物品、金钱。
Third is in the offering of gifts and the money and other things.
房屋、产业、牛羊，比如在今天的经文里提到，把一切投身的公牲畜要献给耶和华为祭。
For example, in this passage, how it says all of the firstborn, including the livestock, belong to God.
第四种方式说纪念上帝的性情、他的作为和他的诫命，比如说安息日啊、神圣的日子啊、反思、祷告等等，这一切都是来纪念他的作为，他是谁。都可以作为分别为圣。
And next is remembering God's characteristics, His works and His laws, and such as obeying the Sabbath, obeying the high holy days, and meditating on God's law and prayer.
所以你们有没有意识到你们现在在分别为圣？
And so do you realize that right now we are consecrating ourselves to be holy?
我们今天上周的纪念受难节、复活节和今天的圣餐、唱诗、听到、奉献，这一切都至少在第三和第四个方面来表达。
And so, the Easter commemoration we did and during Good Friday, and also the Lord's Supper that we held today, these are all in the format of offering and worship.
到了新约，耶稣基督上十字架的时候，他特别用同样的这个词。
And so in the New Testament, this also comes out when Jesus is talking about himself and his disciples.
用他自己身上，用在众门徒身上。
And it was he lived out his life, an example with his own life, and then so he ordained it for his disciples.
那些经文是我今天最喜欢的经文。
And so that is a
也是挂在我们家门口的。
And it's so that this is my favorite passage of the Bible that I have it in my house.
约翰福音十七章十九节，我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理分别为圣，或者成圣。
John chapter 17 verse 19, that for them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified.
所以后面这点耶稣讲的他自己分别为圣的目的是为了我们这些人能够成圣。
And so Jesus sanctified himself for the purpose of that we could also be holy before God.
换句话说，耶稣按照上帝指定的方式，按照上帝的目的把自己献上分别为圣，以至于我们可以同样步他的后尘。
And so Jesus, according to the will of God, and in the way that God had directed him, gave himselfso that we could follow in his footsteps.
但基督徒经常这样久而久之做完以后就会忘掉这个分别为圣的含义。让我举一个日常生活的例子。
And so a lot of times we go through the motions, but we forget what the true meaning behind sanctification.
也许在日常生活中有些例子让我们更加明白，比如说战争的场面出现。
For example, if our nation went to war.
如果战争场面在二战的时候，中国人如果不拿起武器保卫自己的国家，这个人呢，如果是男子哈，总有一点羞愧感，因为你没有参加那个时刻最重要的一件事情。
That if as a you know, especially as a man, if you did not take up arms to defend your nation, then you would feel a sense of shame because you knew that this was a time for you to stand up and give yourself.
当日本人在轰炸珍珠港的时候，如果每个人不拿起武器保卫自己的家园，他同样也是耻辱。
And it is the same that when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, all of America if it's anyone did not take up arms to defend their country, then it was
男子上前线, 妇女纺线, 就是在这个时候是一个国家民族的圣招一种奉献。
And so the men dedicated themselves to the front lines and the women to the support. And that was the way that everyone did their part in serving their country.
如果你喜欢那个 Lev Tolstoy 写的《战争与和平》的时候, 他有一句很著名的话。
And in Tolstoy's War and Peace, he wrote,
这个电影很长, 你们有没有看过?
That's a very long book and a very long movie. I don't know if you've ever read it.
值得看的这个电影
It won an Oscar in the 60s and it's a very worthwhile
没信主之前看过的不算数 你的信主在看 不过他里头翻译还不中文还不是够好 但是在这里头他说过一句话 在开始影片和结束都说 他说 那些产生巨大影响的思想 往往是极其朴实的
That the thoughts that have the greatest impact are often the simplest
而我全部的思想 无非是 如果那些不道德的人可以聚集在一起 形成一股力量的话
And so the way I see the world is that if those those evil men can gather together and become a great power,
那么正直的人也应该这样做, 道理就这样简单。
And then therefore those who have righteous hearts should also do the same.
今天的基督徒, and that's
how simple things should be. If we have a true understanding that we are fighting a spiritual war, that we are to understand that we are to throw ourselves into this war of righteousness. And stand on the side of holiness. And not using guns or swords like the way of the world.
祷告神所设立的一切神圣的方式。
But according to all of the ways that God has established in His Word.
除此之外，你还注意到这个投身这件事情，我需要大家来注意。
And second, I'd like to look at the term firstborn.
它代表全家全族的事。
That it actually is a representation of the entire household and the entire peoples.
凡投身那个意思是冲破母亲子宫的第一个，是指这个意思，投身。
And so the firstborn is, of course, the first one to be born.
所以在这个犹太人的文化中呢，占对绝对重要的地位。
And so it is a position of utmost importance in the Hebrew culture.
因为我们非常熟悉的这个出埃及记上长以色列的头身，救赎了以色列长子，所以以色列的长子就被分别出来，本来要做祭司的职分。
And so because of the events of Exodus, that the firstborn of the Egyptians were all killed, and so the firstborn of the Israelites were therefore separated to become priests.
所以在部落的族群里，你想想， 长子就代表整个的家族， 他要继承将来族长的位分。
In the tribal culture, the firstborn represented the entire household.
他要维系整个家族的命运。
Because he would inherit the position of the chief. And he had the responsibility of continuing the life of this clan.
所以当你奉献长子的时候，代表你全家的生命都给上帝了。And
so in offering the firstborn, it represented that your entire family belonged to God.
同时，上帝因着接纳以色列民族为他的长子，透过一个长子的奉献，一家长子的奉献，整个都奉献给他了。And
so because of through this symbolism, Jesus God had accepted all the people of Israel as his firstborn.
就像过去当这种奉献，你有牲畜产业奉献的时候，今天当我们十一奉献，我们把时间奉献给神的时候，代表我们整个奉献给他。And
so that is the same thing as we today when we tithe. It is actually symbolizing that all of our belongings
换句话说,
不是管理你在十一的钱交给上帝,
其他按照自己的方式, 不是说我在教会的时间分别为圣了, 其他的时间可以乱七八糟的生活。
So it doesn't mean that the other 90% of the money we can spend however we like, or that the time we're not spending in church we can do whatever we want.
基督徒明白我们在这世界上是为神为世人做长子吗?
Do you understand that we here are in the position of God's firstborn?
我们是要带领影响这个世界归向上帝的吗?
That we are to lead and influence this world to belong to God.
究竟谁影响谁?
That who is to influence who here?
我们是被世界的价值观洗脑呢, 还是被上帝的话不断的更新?
Are we being brainwashed by the ways of the world, or are we being renewed by the truth of God?
还是一不小心被世上的小学落去了?
Or are we just easily swayed by the infantile thoughts of the world?
你清楚圣经的价值观世界观吗?
Are you truly clear about
the world?
if you are not clear, then you often throw away your right of firstborn.
好, 我们知道了什么叫分别为圣。
So we understand what it means to be holy.
分出来归上帝, 按照上帝指定的方式, 按照本来原本败坏, 或普通的东西, 分离出来, 为了达成上帝神圣的旨意和使命。
And so again, being sanctified means that according to God's will and in the way that He has directed, the things that used to be ordinary or even corrupt has been separated out and to accomplish God's holy purpose.
虽然这个呼召和事实往往是透过手伸来代表，但是代表我们每一个人，信靠他的全家，每一个人在所有的人生层面里头都已经分别为圣。
So even though the action symbolically it's represented by the firstborn, it actually means that all of us in all aspects of our lives should be sanctified.
那么我接下来看，究竟以色列人和基督徒为什么要分别为圣？
So the second is why are we to become holy?
这里三次提到说你要纪念从埃及为奴之家的这个日子，因为耶和华把你们从那地方领出来。
And so here it says three times, remember that God had saved you from slavery.
纪念或者思想上帝救赎。
Think, remember and think of the salvation of God.
但这段经文里头讲到第一代和第二代，我们先来看第一代。
And so,
我们自己代。
So it talks about two generations of peoples here. So let's start with our own.
当我们来思想原因的时候，实际上上帝对人有拥有权。
And so when we look at the reason, it's because God has a right to claim us as His own.
上帝对你有第一种的拥有权，就是造你生命的权利。
That God can claim His right over you because He had created you.
像你们中间，如果你有一些 pattern 或者有些发明，你就是那个作者。
For example, if you were an inventor and you had a patent on something, then you had the exclusive rights to that thing.
会使徒保罗说，万有都属于他，为了他和归于他。
So that's why Paul says, all creation belongs to him, it's for him.
但人更特别，因为人有上帝的形象，所以那种拥有是一种生命的相交。
And then, as human beings, because we bear God's image, then we have a connection of life to him.
然而，作为上帝的子民，无论是以色列人还是今天的基督徒，上帝对我们有第二种的拥有。And
then, of course, as Christians and as Israelites in the past, God has another claim upon us.
我把它称为双重的。And
this kind of double ownership.
第二种拥有是什么？
What is that?
刚刚说过前面，救赎啊。And
that is
赎回来了。
The ownership of redemption。你看，刚刚我们一开始读到这个好三次，第二、第三节、第九节、第十四节，不断的重复。我用大能的手把你们从以色列人中出来，所以救赎是第二种拥有，丢掉的又回来了。And so the second, again, it's repeated over and over again in these verses. Remember how I have redeemed you, and because the thing that was lost is now found again.
当你看摩西五经中在讲这个 remember 他记忆的时候，纪念的时候，至少有五种纪念的方式。And
so in the first five books of the Bible, there's talks about five ways of remembrance.
在创出了一名神里面，他说的救赎、赎回、敬拜、守节、得胜，这五种方式。
And so salvation, redemption, worship, the keeping of the holy days, and then the living a victorious life.
所以今天我们轮到三个，对不对？
So today we talk about the three things.
得救、赎回，还有今天是主日。
So to, we've already experienced being saved and being redeemed, and today we are standing before God in worship.
对于第一代人，想象自己被上帝经救赎是往往很深切的。
So for those of us who are first generation Christians, it's very easy for us to think about the moment at which we were saved.
就很多人都会留下来听今天的三个见证人讲他们的亲身经历。
And today, if you stay, there will be three more brothers and sisters who are going to share their experience.
上帝怎么越过那些房屋没有宰杀他们？怎么样把他们带出来过红海？他们都很清楚。
So they have their Passover and they're crossing the Red Sea.
上帝救了他们，上帝饶了他们。
God saved them. God spared them.
饶了这些守身的，代表整个的一代人被救赎了。
And in sparing the firstborn, it represents a redemption of the entire generation.
但是人是很健忘的。
But we are forgetful creatures.
特别是好事情爱忘。
And we especially forget the good things that happen.
别人得罪你都记着。
You always remember the bad things.
所以为什么在这世界上建立很多的纪念馆、纪念碑，或者设立一个特别的日子？
So that's why we have
叫马丁·路德金，
so、then,
总统节。
So that's why we have all of these.All these memorials and museums and holidays.
上帝同样的透过这些特定的纪念方式，让我们记住思想他在历史中的作为，对我们人生个人的作为。
So that's why God established those rituals so that we could remember and think about the accomplishments of God.
神就设立了特别的那个月份，然后让他们吃一些东西来纪念他，全都是无效的，肯定不好吃。来表明埃及走得匆忙。
And so that's why he had them eat food that without yeast, and that's probably not very good tasting food, but it's that way they remember the great haste from which they left Egypt.
我是六十年代出生的，所以那时候经常吃一苦饭啊，来表明旧社会多苦。
And so, as a child of the 60s, I often ate very bad tasting food to as a remembrance of how.Horrible life was.
今天这都是高级产品。
But of course,
窝窝头都是好东西。
Now even the steam buns are made from high quality grains.
所以整个在这里讲，以色列人的头身被分出来，要献给耶和华；他们的长子分别出来做祭司，作为头身的洁净物要来奉献，而且要被宰杀。这头身的这些动物。如果是洁净的。
And so God separated out the firstborn. The people were to be priests and the animals were to be offerings.
但神没有停在这里，告诫第二代人应该怎么做。
And God doesn't stop here. He talks about how the second generation.
我们和我们的儿女。
Remember that we and our children.
我不用念这段经文，从第八节你就可以到第十节或跳到第十四节。这段你可以看到说不断的提到你要告诉你的儿女，然后说你儿女在当那个日子的时候怎么样。
And so it's and again in verses 8 through 14 it says over and over again on that day you are to tell your children.
当你的第十四节说当你的儿女来问你的时候
that when your children come to ask you.
作为第一代基督徒和我们的儿女成为上帝的儿女本质上是一模一样的。
And so it's the way that people become believers.In the you know it's the same way, but the circumstances are often very different.
甚至神的做法上都有差别。
And even in the details of how God does it is very different.
第一代人往往非常有重生的感受，改变很强烈，因为从一个原本的状态改到新的状态。
That the conversion experience for first generation believers is often very striking because they had to go from a state of being in the world to belonging to God.
因为我不止一次听到世界观这个词在神阵那次然后在上一次这个对不起高勇弟兄来讲的时候都提到说这是一个很痛苦脱胎换骨的过程。
And so many of the first time believers, we hear them testifying how their worldview and had to be changed. This was a very painful transformation process.
但是信仰的第二代第三代第四代他们的重生和改变往往更加是潜移默化。
But the second, third, and fourth generations, their conversion is often much more subtle and subconscious.
尤其是那些在信仰认真的家庭中间。
Especially those who grew up in a family who was serious about their faith.
他们因为受真理的影响，受恩典的影响，父母亲的影响，他们小团体的影响，生命影响生命，所以他们这个比第一代要在这方面强很多，环境不一样。
And so because of the influence from their parents, from their small groups, from all the fellowship that they have, that their lives have much more opportunity to be changed.
那我们上个周末我们都知道有个亲子的讲座。
Last weekend we had a workshop for our parents and children. And I felt it was really very good.
我们从圣经的教导，东西文化的价值观来做对比。
So we looked at the teachings of the Bible and of the difference in Eastern and Western cultures.
方式也很好。
And it was a very good talk.
有教导，有小组，然后还有 panel discussion.
And so there was teachings, there were small groups discussions, there were panels.
那包括还有星期六的时候，那个母女两个人反串角色，对不对？女儿演妈妈，妈妈演女儿。
And then on Saturday we had
穿对方的鞋。
We had role playing where the mothers and the children exchanged roles, and they felt what it was like to be in the other person's position.
对我说有印象很深的有两个 Evelyn 的具体和 Craig 最后的 comments.
And so something that really truly gave me the deepest impression was Evelyn's example and Craig's words of encouragement.
因为当我们来讲儿女教育的时候，我们马上会进入就是我的时间怎么分配啊，多少时间。做作业多少时间？去情绪书画、体育、娱乐、交友，怎么分布时间
？Because when we talking about raising our children, the most we always focus on, well, how do we organize our children's time in taking all these lessons, in sports, in games, in what kind of friends they should have, and so on and so forth.
没电了啊，对不起，这个没开没开，哦，这开了哈，所以呢。你注意到，但是在这里头 ，Craig 突然提醒大家，在我们看这些时间分配的时候，有没有注意到，无论你40%、30%怎么分，90%，有一件事情，上帝都要100%的在任何事情上要来做引导。
That no matter how you
要来做主。
No matter how you organize your time, you know, 20% or 30% or however, in whatever aspect of your life, God should have 100% participation in this.
我们从来不想我们日常的生活是不是一个分别为圣之。
We have to remember that our daily life is one that is dedicated to God.
躺下、起来、坐下、开车的时候是最好的时间。罗伊分享了这个。
That whether we are lying, you know, we're in bed or we're getting up and getting ready for the day, we're driving, you know, we're on our daily commute. Those are the times.That we should be taking before God.
不然我们就成了东西文化的夹缝中生活的可怜的人。
Or else we will be stuck between two warring cultures.
而不是被上帝的道所赢得，能够真正的活在一个永恒的世界。
And we will not be led by the word of God to live in eternity.
我们为什么要分别为圣
？Why should we be holy?
上帝对我们有双重的拥有，对不对？创造和救赎。
God not only created us, but He also redeemed us.
把我们从失落、悖逆、沦为罪人的奴仆中拯救出来，改变了我们的性情。
He saved us out of the fallen and slavery to sin and changed our whole life.
不仅是第一代，而包括后面的世代的人 ，Peter， 包括你。
Not only our current generation, but in our future generations to come.
好，最后怎么样达成这个分别为圣呢？
Finally, how are we to become holy?
注意十三节，他说：“凡投生的驴，你要用羊羔代赎；若不代赎，就要打折他的头颈。凡你儿子中投生的，都要赎出来。”
Redeem with a lamb every firstborn donkey, but if you do not redeem it, break its neck. Redeem every firstborn among your sons.
那后面讲到在埃及的救赎这件事情。
And again, it reminds us of the salvation from Egypt.
第十五节再次说了，因此我把一切投生的公牲畜献给耶和华为祭，但要将投生的儿子都要赎出来。
And again, this is why I sacrifice to the Lord the first male offspring of every room and redeem each of my firstborn sons.
如何救赎呢
？How do you redeem it?
从旧约到新约都很清楚一个信息。
It's always a consistent message from the old.
代替性的救赎。
It is a substitutionary redemption.
因为有不圣洁的投生，要把它变成圣洁的投生。
Because the firstborn that is not holy, you are to to make it holy.
注意十三节讲到头身的驴，驴是什么？
So, they are to
蹄子合在一起的是不洁净的代表，当时常见的以色列家庭的运输工具。
The donkey was an unclean animal because its hooves were not split. But every household in Israel would expect to have one as a method of transportation.
你要使它分别为圣的时候呢，就要为它杀一个羊羔，洁净的羊羔。
And so,
羊羔代表洁净。
In order to sanctify this donkey, you would have to sacrifice a lamb because the lamb was a clean animal.
如果你不愿意，你要折断它的头颈。
And if you were not willing to redeem this animal, then you were to break its neck.
就是说代表不圣洁的要死。
So the ones which are unclean are to die.
如果你不打算赎它，它的结局是死。不管它如何的成功，这个驴有多么的漂亮。
So no matter how successful or pretty this donkey is, if you have no plans to redeem it, then it must die.
折断的方式也很有意思，它不用宰杀的方式，要分别是一种洁净的献祭，还是处死。
And so this the death here as a specific mention that is not a kind of butchering, but it's an almost like an execution.
但是这个结束的时候，为什么引到说你马上就连接？凡你的儿子中头身也都要赎出来，跟驴放在一起，很奇怪哈。
So why is there and it mentions here but redeem every firstborn of your sons? So why are these two things discussed together?
我觉得很自然的。
I think it's very natural.
以色列人的后代的长子怎么来看待自己原来的问题？
So how are the sons of Israel to see themselves?
请问以色列人分别为圣了吗？
Are the people of Israel holy?
第一代是分别为圣，但是接下来再生下来的。我先问你，接的第二代、第三代、第四代后面。
So the first generation has been redeemed, but what about the second and the third and the fourth?
那个第一个冲破子宫的仍然是不洁净的。
That even the firstborn son is not born holy.
要把它从不洁净变成洁净是什么？这里搞得很清楚，说一个洁净的羔羊。
He must be redeemed by a lamb.
说实话，这是我第一次注意到这个摩西把以色列长子的不洁不净跟不洁净的这个倔强的毛驴放在一起。
So this is actually the first, in preparing this sermon, the first time I realized that, the sons of Israel were being compared to these donkeys who were unclean and stubborn.
我突然想起来摩西五经经常说的句话，说以色列人是一个什么？印着景象的百姓。我印着景象的百姓，非常的像驴很倔，人更倔。
And so the people of Israel are often called a stiff-necked people. And if you've ever been around donkeys, you know they are stubborn beasts. And people are even worse.
我不是来骂人，真的圣经把这两节经文放在一起，绝对不是偶然的。
And I'm not trying to insult people here, but this is the truth of the Bible that it's in this illustration.
但是盼望在哪里呢？
But where does the hope come from?
你想想，在出埃及记以前，神就借着亚伯拉罕有过一次要献他独生的爱子以撒。
But if we think about in the book of Genesis, God once called Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac.
当他要动手那一刻，神叫他住手。
And in the moment that he was going to bring the knife down, God stopped him.
我们知道那故事怎么样了？有一个公山羊就在那里，夹在那里了，为他预备。
And so God prepared a sheep there for him.
他可以代替以撒赎回以色列长子
that
那个独生子。
He can take Isaac's place to be redeemed.
所以那公山羊在预表以撒，后来以撒又在预表谁？我不用我说，你们都应该知道，上帝真正预备的羔羊是谁。
So we know who is the true lamb that God had prepared for.
哪些经文告诉我们是基督呢？
So what passages of the Bible does it tell us?
那个头身冲出玛利亚子宫的那个长子就是耶稣基督。
That the firstborn of Mary's womb is Jesus.
在这个彼得前书一章十八节说，你们知道得赎，脱去你们祖宗所流传的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银，特别讲的第十九节，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。基督在创世以前就预先被上帝知道，却在这末世才为你们显现。
In 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 18 to 19, verse 19, that you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect.
不是金银，不是其他的，而是耶稣基督的宝血。
Not the perishable things, such as even silver or gold.
有更多的地方，我们都非常熟悉的希伯来书九章。
And in other places, such as the book of Hebrews.
他十一节说，但是基督已经来到自己的血，只一次的进入圣所，就成就了永远的救赎的事。第十三节说，若山羊和公牛的血，并母牛犊的灰撒在不洁的人身上，尚且叫人成圣或者分别为圣的话，身体洁净。第十四节十一章说，何况耶稣基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洁净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永神的上帝吗？
So in Hebrews chapter 9 verses 11 through 14, when Christ came as the high priest of the good things that are already here, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not man-made, that is not a part of this creation. He did not enter by means of the blood of goats or calves, but he entered the most holy place once and for all by his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption. The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death so that we may serve the living God?
今天的教会也像当年的以色列一样，不光是我们第一代，而且将来的每一个后代都要个别的分别为圣。
And so today, like the people of Israel, our generation and every generation that comes forth, every person must be sanctified to God.
每一个人无论男女，无论是守身的还是陌生的，他们在基督里都拥有一个伟大的应许。
That every one of us, whether male or female, whether first or last, we have a precious promise before Christ.
就是可以跟基督同成为后嗣，继承国度的产业。
That we can
长子是继承产业。
That we can become heirs with Christ and inherit the kingdom, because only the firstborn can inherit the kingdom.
也就是说，每一个基督徒的后代，上帝给我们这些做父母的有一个许了一个愿，做了一个承诺。
That every one of us, that we have gave, God has given us an oath, a promise.
当他们生下来的时候，他们就可以在基督里分别为圣，成为教会的一员。
That when our children are born to us, that they can already be dedicated to be holy and to be raised as the children of God in the church.
是为什么不少的福音派基督徒和大公教会的基督徒一样，为我们的儿女施洗，从婴儿到成童年的儿女。我们都可以为他施洗，不是在他真正明白，或者甚至他不信得不清楚的时候，都可以分别为圣，因为上帝已经应许了。你有相信吗
？So that's why many denominations allow for the baptism of infants and young children. That it's not because they have any particular understanding of the salvation of God.
上帝先爱我们。
But it is a reliance on the promises of God.
不是我们的行为。
That
甚至都不是我们的信心。
It was not by our works or even our faith.
在创世以前拣选了我们。
That God has chosen us before the very creation of the world.
为什么在这里要讲首先的要献给他，代表整个的民族献给他，整个的教会献给他。
The firstborn are to be dedicated to God because all of the people, all of the church belong to Him.
你相信耶稣在代替你和我们的儿女，成为那个代罪的羔羊吗？你还认为有别的方式可以使人称义，使人分别为圣吗
？Do you truly believe that Jesus was the Lamb that was given for you and your children? Do you think there's another way for you to become holy?
愿主给你这样的信心。
May God give you the
上帝先做见证，人来做回应。
That God made the first move and we can only respond.
请听耶稣在十字架面前的祷告，提醒我们如何成圣，怎么在这个世界上活。
And if we look at the prayer that Jesus made before he went to the cross,
在这个世界又不属于世界，没有被他掳去。他在这个第十七章十四节到第十八节这样说：“我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属这个世界，正如我不属世界一样。我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。他们不属世界，正如我不属这世界一样。求你用真理使他们成圣。”你的道就是真理，你怎样差我到世界上，
我也怎样差你到世上。第十九节我已经念过。
And so John chapter 17 verses 14 to 18. My prayer, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world.
我们结束的时候再思想一下我们今天讲的三点。
And so as we close, let us think about those three points again.
我们认识到分别为圣作为标准是分别出来归上帝为了他的使命按他的方式把我们自己献给他。
That God has called us out according to his will, according to his way, to be sanctified for him.
我们也知道我们分别的缘由在于思想上帝过去和今天在基督里的大救赎无论是第一代还是我们的后代。
And we understand that we are to be holy because God has saved, has redeemed us, whether we are here, we are a believer, first or any second generation believers.
而且我们更深的意识到，只有透过接收那个无瑕疵的羔羊，只有这种方式，这种途径，耶稣基督的长子，耶稣基督做长子，我们才有可能分别出来，达成分别为圣的目的。
And we understand that it is only through the spotless lamb.The firstborn of God, Jesus Christ, that we can become holy.
陈忠道牧师在他的一个讲道里头这样说到一段话，我作为结束。
A preacher once said during his sermon, and I use his words to close.
陈牧师已经去世了。
And this, he has already passed away.
他说有些信徒可能把世俗分别当作只是某些外表的敬虔，故意装显出来跟世俗的不同，这是虚伪的。
Some people think that being holy is only an external action, and they try to present themselves as different from the world, but this is hypocrisy.
他说以为这个就是圣经所说的与世界有分别。
And they think that this is how they become separate from the world.
其实圣经要求的与世俗有别，特别注重我们在信仰、侍奉、生活的一切方面。
That what the Bible really truly asks of us to be holy is we in our worship, service, and every aspect of our lives.
所表现出天国子民应有的见证。
That we are to display a testimony that is matching that which the citizens of the heavenly kingdom should have.
诚实、良善、爱心、谦卑等等这方面的品格要显出跟世人的分别。
In honesty, goodness, love, humility, in all of our character to show that we are different from the world.
这些分别从内在的生命更新而表露，而不是外表的包装。
That our separation is in the renewal of our life, flowing from within, and is not just an external package.
像我们星期天的火热在星期一同样。
That let the warmth the what we experience on Sunday carry us into Monday.
在这里彼此的恭维，同样在家里善待你的儿女。
That today that we that the greetings we and love we give to one another here we show for our children.
That 千万不要拿你的儿女做出气筒。
That we do not use our children and our loved ones.
分别为圣。
To take out our anger on, but we
are sanctified. 引导他们思想上帝的道。
We lead them in thinking of the word of God.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你借着这一段短短的经文提醒我们。
That you use this short passage to remind us.
什么是分别为圣？
What it means to be holy?
为什么要分别为圣？
Why do we need to be holy?
如何分别为圣？
And how we are to be holy?
主要帮助我们活出来像你自己儿子的样子。
Help us live out this example of your own son.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.